duty to do the people's business. If they don't want to speak, the member can move a motion, it can be seconded, and then we can vote on it. If they don't want to speak, that's up to them, Mr. Speaker, but you cannot deprive members of going down the agenda in accordance to the rules of the House. Mr. Speaker, the government has no business it wants to do. The opposition has business it wants to do.
Raised by voice the way
honorable member from honorable member from Amaraya.
And so Mr. Speaker, we're very clear. I now ask you to make a ruling, sir.
Don't go up there now.
To figure out what to do to avoid this debate. I want to say,
honorable member from Anglestone.
Speaker, we have some parents of children 8 Mile Rock High who think this is a very important issue.
Okay.
I just want to say that.
Yes.
The country thinks so, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable member for...
Yes, Mr. Speaker, what I am saying is that we are on the agenda. We are at what is delineated as you, appointment select committees,
yes,
which is a motion.
Yes.
I have complied with Rule 54.
Honorable member for Anglestone.
Yes, I have complied with Rule 54.2.
Yeah.
I have. Sorry?
No, she's making a submission.
Oh, I thought you. Sorry.
No, she makes a submission before you make a ruling.
We all already know the mistake. Mr. Speaker, so I can understand the members' submission.
No.
There seems to be an attempt to abort this debate and to adjourn these proceedings, and it's being done on the rationale that government business is taking precedence, government business of adjourning these proceedings. Is that what is taking precedence over this matter involving children at 8 Mile Rock High School? I need to know, Mr. Speaker.
Okay. Honorable member, your matter is a private member's matter, and Rule 47.1 is clear that government business shall have precedence over private members' business. It goes further. Private members' business shall be taken on the second Wednesday of each month that the House is sitting, or at a time agreed by the House, and on report by the House Rules and Business Committee. Okay, the House has not agreed to proceed. Now, and I want to say the House, you don't have the consensus, you know, the full House agreeing. So once the government side has not agreed to proceed. Rule 47.1 is quite clear. I will not allow the appointment of select committees. Rule 47.1 is clear. I don't have to put a vote. The leader of government business has stood and said that his side is not supporting the appointment of select committees. So we do not have the full support of the House. Instructions to select committees. Discharge of select committees. Notices for future meetings. Notices of future meeting. Honorable member for Anglestone. Notices of future meeting.
Yeah, Speaker, I was on my feet before we got down. You were depriving me of the opportunity, Mr. Speaker, to address this matter further. Mr. Speaker, you have ruled, and I just don't understand the ruling. The ruling, Mr. Speaker, is that the that I will not be permitted, despite having given notice, despite the fact that it's on the agenda, despite the fact that we are on that item of the agenda, despite the fact that I had begun my presentation, and the speaker, and despite all of that, despite that there's no government business, and despite the seriousness of this matter, you are ruling as it relates to the allegations of the
with the matter. We recognize...
Honorable members, I have already ruled on that. I am not entertaining any further questions on that. I've already ruled on that. Notices for future meetings. Notices for future meetings.
Mr. Speaker...
Honorable member from Amaraya.
Mr. Speaker, I wish to renew all the notices standing in the name of the government.
Noted. Notices for future meeting, honorable member for Bain and Grahamstown.
I wish to renew all matters standing in the names of members of the opposition.
Noted. Honorable member for Yamacraw.
Mr. Speaker, I wish to advise that I wish to ask the following questions at the next session. Give notice that I will ask the following questions at the next session of this House. Can the Minister for Social Services confirm whether or not food assistance granted to children in foster care has been ceased? And will the Minister for Social Services please advise whether the career path proposal for social workers designed to address the anomalies in the system and widen the scales has been scrapped?
Noted. To lie on the table. Further notices for future meetings. Honorable member for Fox Hill.
Speaker, the next session of the House, I propose to ask the following questions to the Minister.
We could argue that.
Affairs.
We could argue that.
Will the government say what is the reason for the long lines at the passport office in Grand Bahama? Will the Minister say what is being done to address the issue of the lines for passports in Grand Bahama? And can the Minister confirm the number of passport applications that are awaiting a decision for applicants at the passport office in Grand Bahama? And how long is the waiting time for applications for those passports in Grand Bahama? Noted.